Hey, good evening, and welcome to SearchVB.com's inaugural news podcast. I'm Jack Vaughn for SearchVB.com, and I'm joined by Brian Eastwood, Associate Editor. We will be your newsreaders today. The discussion is on VB. Where is it going? Where's the VB? That's the question people have been curious about in recent years. When they went to .NET developer conferences, they might find that Visual Basic code samples seem few and far between. While that was to be expected, everyone understood that the new kid on the block, at C#, would get the greater share of attention when learning Microsoft's new .NET framework. But several years into the .NET revolution, many began to wonder if VB wasn't getting short shrift. Microsoft has heard this complaint. There is more of a tendency to run VB samples today to explain .NET on its educational sites, and a somewhat more balanced view of .NET, one that includes VB, was on display last month when we visited the technical sessions at VS Live 2006 in San Francisco. SearchVB commentator Mike Underlay has given some thought to this, and he wrote recently on our site, Visual Basic developers have long struggled with being the second or even third class citizens of the Microsoft software development world, he writes in a commentary on the site. And they're getting less respect than their presumably more experienced and professional C# and C++ compatriots. It didn't help that a couple of years ago we found out that internally some Microsoft folks called us morts. What is a mort? An imaginary persona that was supposed to represent the typical VB developer. That's the kind of person who didn't really know what the computer was doing with all the GUI code they banged out. Now, it's a long way from the mort to the cab. That's a composite UE application block. Mike Underlay says he was reminded of the limits of the mort myth when looking at the composite UE application block hands-on labs. This was put together by the Microsoft Patterns and Practices Group. This set of training labs for the CAB, it's available as a pure Visual Basic download, and yes, frankly, it's available as a C# download too, but it's complicated enough that it would make the mythical mort head explode. Gunderloy points out that there's dependency injection and model view presenters, and extensibility in use cases, and test-driven development. There's inheritance and loose coupling and other concepts that you won't find a mort embracing. We thought we saw improved status for VB when we were at VS Live recently. Individuals from Microsoft with whom we spoke were very clear on one thing. They know the Visual Basic community is the single largest group within Microsoft world. As the company runs after cool futuristic features, it has to keep telling itself that. Now, here is some news.
Hi there, this is Brian Eastwood, and in keeping with the theme of moving VB6 users over to VB.net, I will tell you about some of the news stories on our website right now. We begin with migration news from the Gartner Group, which determined in a recent study that it takes 6 months and $43,000 for a company to migrate a single developer from Visual Basic 6 to VB.net. That breaks down to about 5 weeks of training, and then roughly 5 months of reduced productivity as developers try to master VB.net. If that seems daunting, here are two things to remember. First, additional Gartner research indicates that both Java and C# migrations take longer and cost more. Plus, once you know VB.net, it's time to ask for a raise. Our next story involves Vista, Microsoft's long-awaited update to Windows. It was announced last week that Vista will support most VB6 applications throughout Vista's entire lifecycle. That means these apps will be supported for several more years. And that's good news for anyone who still has VB6 apps. Keep in mind, though, that the announcement refers to most applications, not all applications. We're not yet sure what will not be supported, so stay tuned for more details. Also, bear in mind that, as of last year, the VB6 development environment is no longer in mainstream support. It's only in extended support. So, if you're upgrading an existing application or trying to build a new one, VB.net seems to be the choice. Finally, if you still have apprehensions about making the move from VB6, a story by frequent contributor Ed Tittle will fill you in on how many of the new features in Visual Basic 2005 are meant to appeal to VB6 fans. Specifically, Tittle refers to controls within forms, the new form designer, and new menus and toolbars. Overall, these stories suggest an effort from Microsoft to make life easier for VB6 developers while also gently nudging them toward VB.net. It's too soon to tell whether this effort has succeeded, and we certainly hope it does, but to steal a phrase, so far, so good. And now I'll turn it over to Jack Vaughn, who will finish up this podcast.
Hey, thank you, Brian. So anyway, finally, news of the week coming out of Microsoft Research Tech Fest was the Step User Interface technology prototype. It allows users to control computers using their feet. Email is a possible application target. Not a few people on the web have suggested that arcade games such as Dance Dance Revolution may have seeded the idea for the Step User Interface in some of the researchers' minds. They said they were going to the Signal Processing Conference, but they went back to their old college union. Will folks someday step through their email as they stumble on their Stairmasters? Would this bring new meaning to the word treadmill? Fortunately, the future's not ours to see. So that's it for now from your friends at searchvb.com. I'm Jack Vaughn.
And I'm Brian Eastwood.
And we are wishing you well.